Hello and welcome to episode 263 of the Heart of Markness Led Zeppelin podcast. And if you just heard my phone go off, that means the groceries have arrived and I have to unload them. So I will be back in a moment. But no time will pass for you, for I am a wizard. No time at all has passed for you, and yet for me, it has been
84 years.
Which is fine, because groceries are put away. Everything is as it should be. So let us jump in here. This week's show is great. It is Led Zeppelin, no surprise there. Hamburg, Germany, 1973. Okay, Mark, but what day in 1973? Well, if you must know, it is March 21st, 1973. And you should be excited because, as we all know, and if you don't know, now you know, buddy. The Europe 73 tour is the unbelievable instrumental peak of Led Zeppelin. And as such, you should be psyched. This is where you get ungodly playing. Dazed and Confused, Whole Lot of Love. The heights are hit. They don't get surpassed on this tour. Now, people can have their personal favorites. Vienna is always a winner. I've done that show a few times. Essen's a favorite. Und Hamburg. This is a brand new merge and mix from this month, April 2024. And I think it was, yeah, Dadgad did it. Dadgad Productions. So it's great. And it's a merge. That means it takes the best sounding of the audience sources, which is a second gen off the master reel. And that's balanced, speed corrected, etc. Any noises and things are filtered out. And it is merged with the pristine, unbelievable soundboard recording we have of Dazed and Confused and Stairway and maybe Whole Lot of Love? Yeah, Dazed, Stairway, Whole Lot of Love. So those, you know, when the soundboard recording cuts in, it just switches to that and switches back, and because it's done nice, it's not a super jarring, abrupt edit. It's smoother, so it shouldn't jar your ears and give you a heart attack. It's brilliant. This is as good as Zeppelin gets musically. Now, I say musically because this is also after Robert's voice was kind of blown out through 1972. He kept it, but losing it after, I think, August 71, I think, is when he did the most damage. Anyway, Robert's voice, this is the lower register of Robert. And he's adapting to it. He still has some of this and that. It's a bit of a change. But holy shit, what a great, 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 great show. And you are able to download this concert in its entirety, this complete Dadgad production. Thank you, sir. At heartofmarkness.com. Like usual, you can get most of my shows there. So go to heartofmarkness.com and get this. You will get Rock and Roll, Over the Hills and Far Away, Black Dog, Misty Mountain Hop, Since I've Been Loving You, Dancing Days, Ragnar Stomp, The Song Remains the Same, The Rain Song, Dazed and Confused, Stairway to Heaven, Whole Lot of Love with the Trillion Medleys. Whole Lot of Love is actually longer than Stairway. Finishing up with The Ocean. Bow, 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 now. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to jump in. Of course, I'm going to play Dazed and Confused, which is 20-something minutes long. And I'm going to play Since I've Been Loving You, since this is the tour where we're showing off the virtuosity of the band. I'm just going to go into the showpieces. So let's jump into Since I've Been Loving You, which will be off the audience recording. And then after that, we will jump into Dazed and Confused, but not before I talk to you more, because that's what I do. All right, friends, March 21st, 1973, Hamburg, West Germany at the time. And Since I've Been Loving You, let's enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. So not the best sounding audience tape, which is unfortunate, but it's not like Paris 73. It's listenable. And it is. It's interesting how they take a tape that is objectively not good, make it adequate, at least to my ears, maybe not to yours. And I have to factor that in. My bootleg ears have gone up a notch. They have leveled up with bootleg ears, and that sounded okay to me, and maybe not to you. Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it because it's already happened. But if you did have to suffer through that, take heart in the fact that the Dazed and Confused that you're about to hear is from the soundboard and is brilliant and perfect, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. But first, the spiel. And the spiel is this. As you already know, you can find me on just about any podcast platform you have. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple, I'm on Android, Podbean, YouTube as The Heart of Markness. I'm on Facebook. There's a Facebook group called The Heart of Markness, which you are welcome to join. 300 folks who like to talk about classic rock and Led Zeppelin. Let's see, YouTube. Oh, the Heart of Markness website that I mentioned before. It's a WordPress blog where I put the shows up, and in the posts I have links to the actual concert itself, not just the songs I cover. So that set list that I read you a little earlier, you can go to heartofmarkness.com right now. Find that show and download it, and you can own the whole goddamn thing yourself. You don't need me at all. You don't need anybody. You don't need anybody. Pack your shit and just hit the road. It's time. You're free. Okay. Now, although I say I don't need anybody, I do need these people. They are the titans upon whose shoulders rests this humble yet mighty podcast. I am, of course, speaking of my patrons. My patrons got two episodes this weekend. Two new episodes just for them, not for you. Unless you want to become a patron. Patreon.com/heartofmarkness if you're interested. And a Laurel and Hardy handshake goes out to Keith and Tilda, Steve, George, Big Ed, Kenny, John from West Footscray, Picard, Rob from Melbourne, Australia, Wayne, Brad, Danielle, Tracy, Other David, hope you enjoyed the patron podcast, my friend, Bonzo, Billy, and Mimo. I love each and every one of you, including you, Knegarn. I miss you, but I love seeing you as my top listener on SoundCloud. You are so cool. Thank you. I'm glad you still listen. Hope you're doing well. You are, in fact, one rare bird. Ba-dum-bump. All right. Back to the show. Back to the show. All righty. Yay. There we go. Now we are going to listen to one of the best Dazed and Confused's, tight as a drum, amazing, frenetic, and just the peak virtuosity. I'm not saying this particular one is the best, but it's in the top of, you can argue it is. It's brilliant. These German shows, these European shows are just unreal. So, get ready to have your socks blown off with a little of this. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. As David Letterman would say when somebody just blows the audience away, when he would have like Warren Zevon on or something, or the brilliant Bob Dylan Joker Man from 1984, I think, where he came out with The Plugs, a punk band, and just fucking rocked out, which you should see on YouTube if you want to. Yeah, that was amazing. That was just amazing. And it's interesting, Robert increasingly, it feels supplemental to needs in the show, in that he used to, back in the earlier days, was an integral part of the mayhem, doing lots of call and response with Jimmy the whole time. Now he's kind of boogieing along, throwing in some push, and there is call and response still, and it's awesome, but it's interesting, like when Robert starts going into Cold Sweat, when they're getting a little funky there, Jimmy's like, nope, and just turns and walks away musically, leaving Robert just sitting there. And I know it wasn't anything intentional and mean, like a high school locker room kind of, or a hallway kind of bullshit, but it's just funny to hear Robert going into it and then the rest of the band just going off. Like Robert's, he had to chase behind them, like, guys, wait up. I don't know. That's just me. Nothing negative, of course. It's just that's where the music went. But it was funny to hear it because he's Robert Plant. And in every other situation in his life, he has the upper hand. In that situation, he didn't. Now, later on, in 79 and 80, he did have the upper hand. Because everybody was in rough shape. Jonesy was there, but I mean, so he was like, if you want me to continue with this, we're doing it my way. But this is not that point. He's still Percy then. It's just neat to hear. Anyways, hope you liked it. Unbelievable, right? Bonzo. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, yeah, there's really, what else can I say? That was brilliant. Absolute brilliance. You heard it. You know it. You love it, hopefully. And thank you guys for listening. Love you guys. Please be good to yourselves and each other. And I'll be back, inshallah, next Sunday with more for you. Adios.